Hello, this is Chris Farmer. Welcome to the blog. This one is Time Management Training. I recently received the following note from a business leader. Quote, "We need to look at doing some time management training because many of our people are employed based upon their technical knowledge and skills. They are technical experts, and on the technical level, our people are very good. But in their role as time managers, there are major flaws. Some people give deadlines and just hope that they can achieve them. Others give optimistic deadlines that they can achieve, or they think they can achieve, but cannot. Others won't commit to a deadline for fear that they won't achieve it. Others operate according to the Parkinson's law, which is work tends to expand to fit the time allotted to do it. And others are good time managers, but this is the set with the smallest number of members. Can you help?" My answer was yes. Time management training is a method of organizing, prioritizing, and planning so that you are doing more productive work per hour, i.e., you stop allowing your own bad habits or other people's bad habits or poor systems to waste your time. Please note that those people who are working in a systematic, organized, and planned way are measurably more productive than an equally gifted person who is operating in an unsystematic, disorganized, or chaotic way. Time management courses are about learning the difference between being busy and productive. Busy is a measure of activity. Productive is a measure of achievement. You can never be too productive. You can easily become too busy. You are paid for your productivity. Achievement. You are not paid for your busyness, activity. Your greatest enemy is the busy but non-productive day. Your greatest friend is the productive but non-busy day. Apply the Pareto principle, the 80-20 rule, to time management issues. The Pareto principle states that 80% or more of the effects are caused by 20% or less of the causes. Examples of 80-20 thinking. 80% or more of the burglaries are caused by 20% or less of the population. 80% or more of the value of a newspaper is contained in 20% or less of its content. 80% or more of the traffic is on 20% or less of the road network. 80% or more of the trouble in a business is caused by 20% or less of its employees. 80% or more of your value to the business is contained in 20% or less of what you actually do. The trick is to identify those six things, that 20%, that make up nearly all the difference, and then concentrate on those few things. Key question, where is the 80-20 split? Where is the 80-20 split in this document? What are the six things that make nearly all the difference? And then I will concentrate on those six things. Where is the 80-20 split in this conversation? What are the six things that make nearly all of the difference? And then I will concentrate on those six things. Where is the 80-20 split in this problem set? What are the six causes that make nearly all of the problem? And then I will concentrate on those six things. Prioritize using matrices. You should make decisions on paper. In your meetings, don't let people just talk. Think on paper. Why should you think on paper? You should think on paper because normal standard thought processes and standard normal conversational technique is too inefficient for a work context. Normal conversation suffers from the following deficiencies. Normal conversation often goes on for too long, often drift off topic, often get hung up on minor issues. They may be too easily dominated by strong personalities, who happen to be wrong, and may not hear the contributions from the more introverted person, who happens to be right. Are remembered differently by each person who attended, can be entirely forgotten by some people who, when they attended the meeting, were feeling distracted or too tired. Many of the key terms are not defined clearly, and therefore people talk at cross purposes. Sometimes certain personalities fight for political or social dominance at the expense of the quality of the deliberations. And therefore, normal conversational technique is too inefficient for your business context. Use decision matrices to make decisions. There are three types of decision matrix: the yes or no, should we or should we not type, the which one, what kind, and the what is the correct order or sequence. Learn to use all three types of decision matrix. Beat the three most common time wasters. The three most common time wasters are 1. Other people, 2. Your own bad habits, 3. Poor systems. Who are the two people who waste your time at work? How does each one do it? And what can you do to limit the negative impact on your productivity? What are the two bad habits that you've had for years and that waste your time at work? How does each one do it? What can you do to limit the negative impact on your productivity? What are the two poor office systems that you have that waste your time at work? And how does each one do it? And what can you do to limit their negative impact on your productivity? Delegate in the right way for the right reasons. Delegation is the act of entrusting a task to another. Reasons for delegating are: 1. To free you up for more productive tasks. 2. To balance the load across the team. 3. To train others. 4. To ensure that the right person is doing the task. Delegate tasks according to the SMART model. S means specific description of the task. M means that you agree how the task performance will be measured. A means achievable, that the person doing the task has the skills. R means realistic, that the person has no constraints that would prevent the completion of the task. T means time deadline, that the deadline for the task completion is agreed and is rationally derived. Your homework is to do the most valuable thing, to add as much value to as many people as possible per day. In order to do that, you need to learn the difference between being busy and productive, understand the significance of the Pareto principle, i.e. that 80% or more of the effects are being caused by 20% or less of the causes, to think on paper, to prioritize using matrices, to beat the three most important and common time wasters. The three most common time wasters are other people, your own bad habits, and poor systems. And delegate in the right way for the right reasons only, using SMART. Your mission, should you decide to accept it, is to develop your personal effectiveness and add more value in the same amount of time. This tape will self-destruct in 5 seconds.